Tyson Illingworth, or Tidy, as he goes by on stage, is an Australian songwriter, DJ, and producer of electronic dance music. He signed his first music contract at 17. He was ranked as Australia's number one DJ 2 years in a row. Until this year, Tidy says he was extremely pro-vaccine, like he'd always been told to be. So when the Moderna vaccine became available, he was eager to get it. Quote, "I am pro-evidence-based science and thought the vaccine was safe for me. I believed wholeheartedly that I was doing the right thing by getting vaccinated. I had complete faith and trust in my country's leadership and medical system." Unquote. Big mistake. Just after Tidy's getting his shot, his health completely fell apart. Within days, he developed severe shooting pain in his hands and feet. He became paralyzed. He had to relearn how to use his extremities through extensive rehab. He had to stop touring for 6 whole months. To this day, he suffers from severe neuropathy, a side effect which was never listed on any of the consent forms that he read before being injected. And by the way, none of this even stopped Tidy from getting COVID. Shocker. He still contracted it a couple months later and had a very bad case of it, so bad he wondered if he was going to die. Now, here's where it gets really ominous. Tidy was ready to believe that he might have been a rare case of severe side effects. But what astonished him was how no doctor was willing to publicly admit that that's what this was. 5 separate doctors told him, while his paralysis was probably caused by the Moderna shot, they were not willing to put that in writing because they didn't want to be accused of spreading misinformation. All of these experiences have given Tidy a lot of time to think. Just a few days ago, he wrote an essay about his experiences and how they've altered his worldview. He grew up in Australia, but he also lived here in California a decade before this COVID thing happened, whatever that was. So he has a lot of thoughts about how the United States and Australia compare to each other. Given we've talked to both places plenty, we'd love to hear what he has to say to that. And Tidy joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for giving me a platform that could potentially end my career.
Well, hey, you're self-made, so.
I'm purposely wore this shirt that says, "Can we all just get along?"
Yeah, well, clearly
thank you
there's
so much.
Such polarization and such a great divide that I don't know that that's really ever going to be possible. But, you know, we put our faith in higher places. So tell us more about this. And I know that you have a call to action as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, thank you for your monologue. It's very accurate. As you mentioned, I received a vaccine and got severely injured by it. Then was, you know, in the state of, you've got to remember, I've been in LA for 10 years. So I come back to Australia. I've been bragging to everyone about how great our medical system is and saying, you know, if you live in America, like it's going to cost you a lot of money if you break your arm. Come back to Australia and watch what happens. If you break your arm, you're going to get free. Everything's free. You won't have any bills to pay. So anyway, I get back, I get this, I end up in hospital. And whilst I'm in hospital, presenting with severe neuropathy, which is an umbrella term for just damage to your nervous system, I get advised that I should take another shot because if I don't, my first one is redundant. Now, I'm okay if the doctor believes that my first shot was caused by my hairdryer. That's fine. Or I don't know, some deodorant, whatever the previous, what she thought might be correct. However, who in their right mind looks at a patient presenting with severe neuropathic issues and then offers them a medication and says, you need to get this next one, which when any clinician is able to easily Google it and find out that the Moderna vaccine is linked to neuropathy. Therefore, basically just saying, hey, here's something for you that could potentially do it again. And guess what happened? I ended back in hospital and I also ended up now with permanent pain. And in fact, I had to take painkillers to do this interview with you.
What have you been told about speaking out about this?
Well, obviously, speaking out is, that's why I made the joke about career ending. I've been told all sorts of things. The echo chamber that is California and the music industry and Hollywood, I guess, is a wonderful place and also a giant maze of mirrors in which people's thoughts bounce across and just get repeated. over and over again. So, but I would like to make, I would, while I have limited time with you and I appreciate that your time is valuable and thank you. So I would actually like to make this less about me. If anyone wants to know about what happened to me, that they can look that up. I've written an essay on that. So the information is there.
Sure.
I will tell you some facts very quickly though. It has been, so in Australia, we have certain medical systems in place to help patients that are injured. So I made a complaint to the Queensland Health Ombudsman about this situation. And the reply that I got back was they acknowledged that the Moderna Spikevax could potentially in rare cases cause neuropathy. And I will emphasize here, I don't want to promote not using vaccine. I've had plenty of vaccinations that have worked just fine. But they also acknowledged in their email that I was advised to take a second shot. And then they said, we're going to do nothing about it. We believe the doctor was just acting in their normal rights. And I fail to understand the logic here.
You know, I do endorse staying away from these shots because they're absolutely not a vaccine. And there is a certain obvious nefarious intent involved with this, with the receipts and the patents that have now come to surface, that this is always been about transhumanism and depopulation. These people are evil. This is a demonic agenda. And, you know, the music industry I was close to for a long time, if you read about me, in some of these sham communist outlets like the Daily Beast, they call me a failed rapper. I wasn't a failed rapper. I was somebody who walked away from the hellscape that is the music industry.
I can relate. I get called a failed DJ all the time.
So major label, record deals, all of that, toured with some of the most famous hip-hop recording artists.
I think you'll find that we since when has it become a crime to disagree? And I think that you'll find that having a conversation with me...
It's become a crime to disagree here in the United States. If you disagree with the election results, you get thrown in the DC gulag.
So exactly. So, I mean, here is where I'd like to actually present you with some facts that I really hope that your audience can spread, because in Australia, we have a small population, and in the state of Queensland, we need your help.
Let's hear them. I've got 3.5 minutes left with you. Go ahead.
Okay, so in America, you have a beautiful thing called the Constitution, and that has something very important in it, which is the right to free speech. And what you'll find here in Australia is, and now I'm going to, sorry that I'm reading off notes, but it's due to limited time, is that the Health Practitioner Regulation National Law and other legislation amendment bill just passed Queensland Parliament on the 13th. Of August. So it's already passed. Anyway, they've changed wording in this national law, and I'm happy to give you the documentation for fact checking. The wording is public confidence. So initially, the wording in this document in this legislation was for the doctor's oath, so to help patients. However, there's been a very, very stark contrast here, and that is that the wording is intentionally, in my opinion, intentionally vague. In paragraph 3.1, that points out the care of the patient is your primary concern, and the law change legislates APRA, which is Australia's, basically they police the doctors. They have current regulatory approach, which basically means that now they have the rule, they have the ability to tell doctors what they can and cannot say based on public confidence. My question to you is who decides what public confidence is? Now, I know this is something that is, we don't have a lot of time for, but I want to talk to you about how this affects California as well. Because Australia is not alone in the world and in bad laws and health professionals and healthcare. In the US, the state of California recently passed Bill 2098. In both houses. And this law now designates the dissemination or promotion of misinformation or disinformation related to the coronavirus by a physician or surgeon. And while this national law impacts future doctors' abilities to freely use their clinical experience and training, California law now focuses on COVID-related information and does not align with the government's view. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that with a simple change in words in legislation that gets slipped through has the ability to shift the power into the wrong hands. And that balance of power is now something that will, I'm glad I caught it, but I'm very thankful to the people who helped me catch it, but it's going to go right past a lot of people. And what this means is in, you know, situations regarding, think of, for example, whether you agree or disagree, I honestly don't know your point of view, I'm very sorry, but climate change, think of a medical emergency. Anything could be declared a medical emergency, flood, anything like that. So
climate change and pandemics are the recipe for success that globalist people have found, the global cabal has found to keep people in a constant state of fear. And it's a never ending, it's a perfect thing to continue to introduce restrictions and regulations and the loss of individual liberty and freedom and to make a complete population totally subservient. I'm out of time. I got to go.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you back. Tidy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Stay free. Stay free.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think Tidy is a regular viewer of this program. It's too bad. Paralyzed, lifelong pain, neuropathy, been shunned by doctors and told to shut up about this and still won't come out and say, hey, nobody should get this shot. I don't know if it's because he wants to be politically correct or if he's afraid of backlash. It's really sad. Pray for him and hundreds of millions of people who are in the same boat. They just can't connect the dots. I hope he watches the show more often. We've been told our whole lives to eat certain fruits and vegetables and whole grains to stay in good health. However, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a world-renowned heart surgeon, so many so-called health foods in the American diet contain a dangerous toxin that's expanding the waistline. The toxin causes micro tears to form in your fragile intestinal wall, allowing bacteria and waste products to seep into your body. Gross. It's called leaky gut. Millions of people are being affected by this nationwide. Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. But I can assure you the damage is caused by these so-called health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is the problem can easily be fixed. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden toxin. All of that is explained at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew.